Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Okay, Charlie.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love ways.
That's our tribute to Buddy Holly. If you listen to that song from the beginning, you can hear it was a recording session. And he's getting his pitch. You heard the woman say, "Pitch, Ernie," and they hit the piano key. I think he died in 1959 in a plane crash. I know it was a plane crash. And they were in Iowa. How ironic, huh? Another plane crashed in Iowa today. Yesterday, the plane of truth. It is sad. It is really sad. But I'll tell you about that in a minute. Let me go back to Buddy Holly. He died along with the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens. And Buddy Holly's known for a lot of tunes. He was really, he was the banner bearer of rock and roll. The mix of doo-wop and country and western type of American music. And Ritchie Valens is known for La Bamba, which everybody plays and everybody loves. And that's how long we've been getting along with the Mexicans before the communists came in and turned everything upside down. They came into poor neighborhoods and brought dope, and now they're ghettos. Also in that crew was the Big Bopper, and his hit tune was, what was it? Champagne. Hello, baby. Hello, baby. Good. No, it wasn't Goodness Gracious, Great Balls of Fire. Gee, I was just singing the words this afternoon to my beloved. We reminisce from time to time. Those were good times. If you find my resume, I say I was born a BD before drugs. Drugs came and ruined this country, and they're coming in a bigger and bigger wave now that Obama has done the biggest drug deal in the Western Hemisphere. Obama the slaver. He is a slaver. He is smuggling in undocumented children who were ending up working in chicken coops and in houses of ill repute. And they're unidentified, they're undocumented, and they can kill any of them and nobody will miss them. They're all in harm's way. And Obama the slaver and his party, De La Muerte, brought them all in here. Brought them in here undocumented. Crime. But then again, if your party's for abortion, killing kids is no big deal. We're on the threshold of either going down the tubes as a country or surviving. We are in survival mode right now. Going back to Buddy Holly, if you listen to the tune, in the break there was a saxophone, violins, and a piano. Beautiful music. All American music. All made by American kids. Clean-cut kids. Like I say, before drugs. The generation that got creamed by drugs was the disco generation. Cocaine was their king. And it's a shame because I remember seeing the disco dances, and we were in a nightclub, with young kids. And as soon as they started doing the electric slide and the bus stop and disco, it was so beautiful. It was, and then somebody came in and said, you could dance better if you put this up your nose. And that was the end of that generation. What was the club in Manhattan? Was it Club 51 or something? It was a dope den. It destroyed everybody. It is really sad. And if you want to see something sad, we have lost the war on drugs, and we lost it a long time ago. I saw somebody talking about it when they were fighting the war on drugs under Nixon. And he said, after 3 months, they had one marijuana cigarette. It's really bad, man. Drugs is no good. Drugs is the devil's workshop, and you will pay a terrible price. You will lose everything. You will lose your soul. Do not do drugs. The best way to beat drugs, the only way guaranteed to beat drugs, never do the first one. Don't be an experimenter. Don't be a scientist. Hold off. And after you go to a couple of funerals, you'll see you made the right decision. So we paid a tribute to Buddy Holly. And I will play a rock and roll from the 50s. As we go on tonight. And there's a lot of talk about, oh my God, we're being taken down so fast you can't believe it. Obama was in a mosque today, and what he was doing, he was playing the race card for Muslims. There's something you got to know, because you're being brainwashed. You're totally brainwashed. You have no idea. You have no idea how many freedoms you've lost. I have no idea how many freedoms we've lost, but I know we got less today than we had yesterday. He played the race card, the Islamic race card, and he says that if one religion is attacked, all religion is attacked. Let me tell you something. Islam is a government and a religion. We have separation of church and state. Islam is the church and the state, and that's the difference. And that's the difference. And if you want to see the works of Islam bare and exposed, go find this guy's website, Walid, W-A-L-I-D, shoe, like your shoe you wear, but, Walid Shubat, probably .com, and you find his website, he will show you the kill of the day that's going on in Nigeria, that's going on in Libya, that's going on all over the world, in Paris, in Sweden. It is coming here, and Obama is opening the door. And don't believe this brainwashing device called political correctness, because you can read the Quran from front to back, and there is no such word as radical Muslim. There is no such word as radical Muslim. That was dreamt up by a communist professor in Harvard. That's a buzzword created by communists, who don't want you to be looking the other, they want you to be looking the other way when the knife starts to cut from left to right. So don't buy it. There's no such thing as radical in the Quran. The only thing that's in the Quran is Shahadi, S-H-E-H-A-D-I. That is a saint, a warrior saint, a martyr who is revered, who makes going away to paradise a videotapes and says goodbye to his family and leaves his wife and kids to fend for themselves. So, having said that, now they're talking about the political correctness on the battlefield, that a woman should be allowed, a woman soldier should be allowed to breastfeed. On the battlefield. Yeah, she's got to do the same thing as a man, so she's got to. Now the men have to breastfeed. It is ridiculous. Dress right, dress. Feed that breast. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're up the fat lady's burqa, as a buddy of mine used to say. We're all up the fat lady's burqa. We're in trouble. Okay. So now I'm going to come to a situation. I was so enthused and enthralled with the farmers and the people of Iowa. I have a tune called The Duke of Dubuque, and it's a 30s, a 40s tune. I'm the Duke of Dubuque. It's a very catchy tune. It's jazzy. Maybe if I get a chance, I'll play it for you. The Manhattan Transfer also does a good version. That's the version I got. My father was from Tsarist Russia. Say, have you got a buck or two? I'm the Duke of Dubuque. Yeah, but he sailed away one day to the state of Iowa. And that's how we happened in the USA. That's what happens to a lot of us. I'm first generation American. I used to say I'm half scotch and half ginger ale. But anyway, the election, I was so much looking forward. I stayed up until the results were announced for the Iowa caucuses, which I now call the Iowa carcasses, because there was a dirty deeds committed, and they were committed by CNN. Never forget this. CNN is the military arm of Hillary Clinton. CNN covers up, and that's all you got in the media today is cover-up media. CNN covers up for Hillary Clinton. I can take you back to Miami with the kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez by the federal government. They did it on Holy Week. They did it, I think, on Good Friday or Holy Saturday. And they were told to snatch this kid and send him back to Cuba, for future favors, which they're now collecting. And you know what else they're going to be collecting? The best weed you ever had is going to come from Cuba, the home of the best cigars. And also with the best weed is going to come everything else, including heroin, which is the number one killer of Americans. So, and that doesn't count all the pills you pop. And they'll be coming too. You'll be able to get good prices on Vicodin and all the other crap that is twisting your mind. But enough said on that. So I'm talking about Iowa and the election, and I'm watching it, and I'm saying, this is great. Here's the people, the townspeople of Iowa, and they're made up of farmers, and they're made up of merchants, and they're made up of college kids. And I said, this is great. And all the college kids are going for Bernie Sanders, a communist. So you know the colleges are gone. They're gone. If you want to do something for the future generation of this country, put all your money in kindergartens and grammar schools, because all the rest belongs to the Communist Party. Now, having said that, and you're going to see more and more of that, you're going to see Marine Corps fathers going to a high school to ask why his daughter has to learn Islam, the five pillars of Islam, and has to say the Islamic prayer. And she's Christian. And you'll know what's happening. You'll know you've lost your country. There's now a whole city in Michigan that is predominantly Muslim. Not converted Muslim, Muslims from Moslemia. We're in trouble. And they have no respect for women. The reason they put them in burqas is so you can't see the bruises. Sorry, I used to be pro-Arab. I thought that Arabs were separate from Muslims. You could be an Arab and not be a Muslim. But if you're an Arab and you're not a Muslim, you're going to be dead, because they're driving them out of Arabia and they're Arab. And if you ever watched any of the old feudal war movies, when one castle comes under siege, the first thing that the enemy does is they drive all the peasants into the cities to overload the sanitary facilities and the food rationing. And that's how they win sieges. And that's what's happening to Europe. And Obama wants it to happen here. Obama, who turned 5,000 drug dealers loose prison, saying they committed nonviolent crimes. You tell that to Mrs. Brown, who had to go identify her 22-year-old son from an overdose of heroin. You tell her that drug dealing is not a nonviolent crime. You tell it to Archie Bunker, who had to identify his adopted son in a morgue. Tell it to the woman candidate that only got 2% of the vote, Carly Fiorina. She had to bury a daughter. There are a lot of tragedies that you don't hear about because you're dealing with a communist cover-up press. The number one enemy of the United States is the American media. They are our number one enemy. The number two enemy of the American people is the Democrat Party and the Rhino Rat Party. And the number three enemy is ourselves, because we're looking the other way. Did you hear anybody mention the shoot down of this Lavoie Pinnikin? Did anybody mention it? His wife has got the body back. She's got to have a closed coffin because they shot his face up. And all you saw was a rigged video. And the media is not covering it because we got a press in this country. And that's why I always say, never look at what they want you to see. Look at what they don't want you to see. And that guy was lured into an ambush, and he was killed. and the odds against him was 16-1. And everybody said, look, he's going for a gun. And if he goes for a gun, the cops have the right to shoot. He wasn't going for a gun. He was going for the bullet hole in his side because he couldn't believe it. And then he got shot on the other side. And then he got shot in the back by a guy who could have tackled him. It is unbelievable. And somebody says he's got 9 holes in him. He was 55 years old. I think he had 11 kids. He was a rancher that just wanted what was in the Constitution that he was guaranteed that he could have. And the government took it away from him. They took away his life. They took away his liberty. And they took away his pursuit of happiness. And he was lured into a killing ground. And it's not in the media. And Fox isn't even talking about it. Fox is finished. I used to be a loyal Fox fan. My mother and I used to watch O'Reilly and Hannity religiously every Friday night. And she loved them. She loved both of them. But there's very few good people on Fox today. They're all anti-Trumpets. And they were told to do that. So they're just doing what they're told. And they did it 60 days before the first debate. They started with little guffaws and jokes about him. He'll never be. And they built up to a crescendo for the first debate. And then they tried to kneecap him. And that's why he didn't go to the last debate. Because they were using the same demolition team. So what? And he's a big fan of George Patton. And George Patton says, never let the enemy pick the killing ground, the battlefield. You pick the battlefield. So he moved 3 miles over to a college and he raised the $6 million for veterans. And there's somebody out there saying, this veterans organization refuses to take money from Trump. Well, that's easy for you to say. You're not sitting in a wheelchair. You're sitting behind a desk opening envelopes. You never look a gift horse in the mouth. And I'm not the only one that ever said that. I bet your mother said it. I bet your grandmother said it. Okay. So I'm going to give you one tune, and then I'm going to tell you the whole story about Iowa. And I'm going to give you the Star Spangled Banner. now I'm calling the Iowa caucuses the Iowa carcasses, because there's a lot of carcasses laying around. And I'm very disappointed that shenanigans took place. I thought it would be a clean caucus. The little urchins at Fix News are shouting today, down, down, Trump. They are hitting his pitcher with their Crocs. You never see Juan Williams in the leg chair. They say Trump lost because he boycotted the last debate and took 12 million viewers to meet some wounded vets. Not true. El Trumpo saw repeated the first ambush, and being a fan of Patton, who said never let the enemy choose the battlefield. So Trump set up a defensive position in a college 3 miles away and surrounded himself with combat vets, and he helped to raise $6 million for their buddies. Isn't that better than listening to Jeb Bush tell us he can form a coalition of the willing? What countries are those? Barbados and St. Kitts? I love it when these tin horns, that's his brother's expression, say Trump has no political experience. We are all victims of political experience. You mean Trump doesn't know how to say the Academy Award-winning line, the envelope, please? Friends, it's us, the people against the politicians. It's not Republican against Democrat. It's the people against the politicians. Ask Bernie Sanders. Yeah. The communists. I call them Bernie Kremlin and Sanders. I'll tell you more about that. It is do or die time, folks. Ranchers are being lured, ambushed, and shot in the face. That is the government message. We would be better off with the mafia running the action. At least the mafia mob doesn't kill kids and women. The time has come for 300 plus million Americans to take care of each other. 300 plus million Americans can create a 300 plus million American economy. Why should we buy combs from China when a mom and pop can make them here and get rich? There's Walmart's closing 100 stores. Before Walmart closed their stores, they put out of business the family stores. That was there before they came. We have to go back to basics, people. And by the way, Hillary Clinton sat on the board of Walmart. That extra wide chair is still there. Trump is the answer. If he only does half of what he says, he will do twice as much as the president of the UN. This president is not a president of the USA, folks. He's a president of the UN. Osama bin Laden. How is that palace in Dubai coming, Excellency? I got bad news for the PC communists with their handful of bad Muslims, BS. The word radical is not in the Quran. See Shahadi. Let us team up against the Demo Camos and the Rhino Rats. Let's kill them in the voting booth. That's easier than having to kill them on the battlefield, which is where they're leading us. The Rhino Rats are cheering for Cruz. Tells me once Trump is gone, Cruz is next. But Trump, he not be going. Cruz hurt Carson's chances for Cruz's benefit. All is fair in love and war, and that is why I love a Trump-Carson ticket. And Carson did get screwed. I was very enthusiastic at the beginning of the voting. And I seen Carson was up, starting off at 10. I said, the guy's going to do 15 or 20. And I figured Trump would squeeze by a win. And the fact that the Rhino Rats are cheering for Cruz tells me once Trump is gone, Cruz is next. But that's not going to happen because Trump's taking New Hampshire, because everybody saw what took place in Iowa, and they're going to even the score. And Carson is going to do good in New Hampshire. Yeah, Carson got screwed out of 5 or 10 points. And those 5 or 10 points, those 5 or 10 points represent 15,000 precincts in Iowa. And Karl Rove even said that if each precinct took 4 votes from Carson and gave them to Cruz, that put Cruz over the top. So Trump got robbed too. But Carson is the one that really got screwed. And they did him dirty. And they know they did him dirty. And Cruz apologized for it. But CNN did him in. Cruz did him in. And Congressman King was probably primarily the biggest culprit, because that's his state and those are his precincts. And he knows who to talk to and who to pass the word along to. And I saw him in the back and he was laughing like, we got him. And he's a conservative. So I'll tell you who else got hurt in Iowa. Conservatives, because people are now seeing there are conservatives and there are conservatives. Who's the one down in South Carolina betrayed the whole state? Is her name Kelly Ayotte? She ran as a conservative, and she got the backing of the Tea Party, and she screwed them. And now she's being considered a vice presidential candidate for Cruz, I think. She doesn't deserve to be dog catcher. And there's another one who is as equally as dangerous, and her name doesn't come to me right now. But it will come to me. Okay, so Carson got hurt. If I was Carson, I'd call for a re-election. That they used anti-Carson tactics that were not fair. They lied to the voters, and Carson has every right to call for a re-election. Trump is the answer, and if he only does half of what he says he will do, we'll be twice as rich. Did you see who was sitting up front saluting Bernie Kremlin Sanders? Did you see who was in the front row? The fuzzy wuzzy communist Colonel West. And I tell you something else. I'm very disappointed in Buckley conservatives. And I have no respect for Buckley. I have lost it. I bought all that early years garbage. And now I classify him as a pothead with a vocabulary, a big vocabulary, who killed John Birch. You got to watch out, folks. We're being led over a cliff. What percentage of the Demo Commos is communist? My guess is based on congressional votes to kill kids and burn the flag. That's 50%. We might be 50% socialist, but socialist is one step. It's the last step before violent communism. It's communism peaceful, but it's the last step before they go into the final stage, which is violent communism. And you can see it in Cambodia if you can count skulls. What percentage of the Demo Commos is communist? I feel Cruz is going to lose, and I'll tell you why. Look at the Communist Party side. They have no God, they have no country, they have no flag, and they have no kids. And they are half the country. They control large segments of the population. They control the unions, the teachers, pro-choice butchers. That's why your kid doesn't learn geography and your kid doesn't learn American history. Pro-choice butchers, the entire media. The media is the number one enemy of the American people. The media is not for the American people. The media brainwashes the American people. the drug trade and its victims. And now we're finding out about Fix News, the giant of giants, the biggest business in the USA, the useless of a government, the golden calf that gives free milk to the suckers. Cruz will lose because of his religion and religious stands. America took down the Ten Commandments. They don't want God here. The majority doesn't want God. The rebel flag was practice. They didn't care about that rebel flag. They want old glory, and the cross is next. They asked Obama what he thought of the flag. He said it's too belligerent. They asked him what he thought of the national anthem. He said that's too belligerent also, because he said on the flag not a lot of people like it outside the United States. And then he said about the rebel flag. No, he said, what did he say? Oh, the national anthem. He said the national anthem is too bellicose with the bombs bursting in there. He said he'd like something more peaceful, like I'd like to buy the world some Coke. The Ten Commandments. Yes, that's what's coming next. The rebel flag was a rehearsal. What's coming down next is the American flag and the Ten Commandments. So old glory and the cross is next. Beware the clenched fist, people. When you see somebody extending his hand with a clenched fist, that's the symbol of international communism. Remember that. And if you do a review of my show tonight and you see the video and pictures I put up there, you'll see John Kerry with a clenched fist. You'll see Obama with a clenched fist. And you'll see the symbol of communism with a clenched fist. Old glory and the cross is next. Beware the clenched fist, people. A Trump-Carson ticket will wake up the zombies in the party of death. I hope that decent and pro-American black people see what was done to Carson and see like we need Carson to hold a better position in the government. And that's why I'm calling for a Trump-Carson ticket. And it'll wake up the zombies in the party of death. Stalin had more opposition in his rigged elections than the pre-selected three that guarantees Hillary's victories. And I got to tell you something. I think hanky-panky went on in the Democrat count, too. I think that Comrade Sanders won it, and somebody changed some numbers around. America is Sleeping Beauty, and only Prince Donald can wake her up. Trump will get the all-American vote. Cruz cannot do that. Trump can draw all the states, and he can draw, what do they call them, Blue Dog Democrats? Reagan Democrats, normal Democrats. Cruz will not. This is the fight to the finish off of America. And losers can't be choosers. Oh, I want a true conservative. Yeah, you want a true conservative. You know what? We're lucky we're only 50% communist, because we still got a fighting chance. Only 25% of the people in the United States in 1776 fought and won the revolution. All the rest said, we'll see what the outcome's going to be. We don't want to get involved. Yeah. And speaking of not getting involved, we got to bring the draft back. America's being sissified. When you got combat troops breastfeeding, you know we're in trouble. When you got 10 sailors bowing down to Mecca with their hands over their head, we're in trouble. And that's how the Muslims are going to see those 10 sailors. That was a disgrace, and that's a cover-up. And the murder of that one poor rancher is a cover-up. And, oh, by the way, his wife said that he had a 9-millimeter weapon and she checked it out, and it was stolen 2 years ago. And she's saying that the FBI flaked them. You know what flake them is? It's a tactic. If you shoot somebody and they're unarmed, you put an open knife by their side so you don't get charged with murder. Or you sprinkle them. You sprinkle them with narcotics. Yeah. That's called flaking. So, Cruz will not win. This is a fight to the finish. Don't worry, and we're going to be finished if we lose it. Because there's four more communist judges coming up. Right now, it's 5-4 communist. Don't worry about Hillary. Worry about losing. Hillary may get 2 terms, 10-20 for espionage and 50 to life for murder. And she killed those guys in Benghazi. And that's why she's not going to be tried for everything that she's done, including 22 emails, which include the names of Americans to be assassinated. I just wonder if Breitbart is one of those names. How do you know that? I don't know it. How do you know it's not true? I don't know it either. Yeah. And she'll get 50 to life for murder, and that doesn't include the kids that she voted to execute. Abortion is murder, folks. You better get used to it. We can't play Nazi forever. We can't call them fetuses and tissue. That fetus is kicking his mother inside the womb. That's how we know he's real and she's real. And instead of calling him fetus, you call him junior and sis. And I heard one tonight. I read it to my wife. She couldn't believe it. A woman went to the hospital to have a baby. She was 6 months pregnant, and her uterus plug fell out. Whatever that means. I'm not a doctor, but it triggered. The baby could get an infection, and she went into labor. So they took her into the operating room. She was 30 hours in labor. And they said that they can't wait any longer. They did a C-section. And when they did the C-section, the baby wasn't there. And then they looked in the sheet, and the baby was in the sheet. How's that? Life begins when the sperm penetrates the egg. That's 3 Liberty Bells straight across. That's jackpot. Anybody tells you anything different is covering up murder. And we got too much covering up going in this country. We got to be more open. So where am I? And here's something to think about. The Communist Party is very ruthless, and murder is part of their tactic. And if they think that Hillary has outlived her usefulness, they will kill her off before they give up their power. They would kill Obama if they thought it would give them more power. And you know what would happen, God forbid. The first day he got elected, I prayed to God, do not let anything happen to this man, because it will be the beginning of a civil war. So, this right-winger says, please, God, protect Obama, even though he's the biggest POS we've ever had, and he hates this country, and he has no use for this country. And all he wants to do is divide it up into little cantons. And that's not going to happen. Because there's too many hardworking Americans left, and they're tired of picking up the tab for everybody that the politicians use to buy votes. They're using your tax money to buy votes from people who don't work, who go on welfare, who draw Social Security, and then they tell you Social Security is broke. The biggest enemy in this USA is the media, and the second biggest enemy is politicians. And it should be one term for termite, and the most you can contribute is $1. $1 to one candidate. Yeah. And if you want to get rid of drugs, I can tell you how you do it. You execute first-time offenders. In 2 weeks, we'll be burying a lot of relatives and friends, but nobody will be doing drugs. Yeah. I know that's draconian, huh? This election will be America's Waterloo. Already, the coalition of the unwilling is making deals with the stronger powers to destroy us. We are no longer considered the number one power. Iran is. Russia is. The symbol of America is Orrin Hatch walking into the lion's den saying, "Hi guys, what's for lunch?" Our number one enemy, again, I'm going to say it, is the media. Number two is the Demo Camo Rhino Rat Party. They made Trump sign an agreement not to form a third party, which he did. You know why? Because he could form a second one, because there's only one. And number three is we need a Trump-Carson ticket to bring America back to life. Carson will draw black votes away and Latino votes away from the party of death. We can no longer afford the lesser of two evils. That's all we've been voting for the last quarter of a century. We need Trump and Carson for our own good. Hey, GOP, I get this blog from GOP. They never feature Trump. What's wrong with you goppers? You made a guy sign an agreement not to hurt you, but you hurt him. To Trump Carson, we remember how you loved us and we'll rise again to save a slave nation. And that's where we're going to be. We're all going to be in the great mosaic of slaves. Viva El Trumpo, viva Dr. Carson. And you got to look into this murder ambush of Lavoie Finnegan, the father of 11, 55 years old. He died a day before his birthday. He was standing on a snowbank with his hands outstretched. And I think his wife said there's 9 bullets in him. And if you look at the video, you don't see any shots to the face. He's not holding his face. So they had to shoot him in the face after he was down. That video is jury-rigged. I'm going to give you a tune in honor of Buddy Holly. This is Roy Orbison.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All the fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. Oh, to see my baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back someday, gonna stay.
You know what was good about 50s rock and roll? Every song was 2 minutes. You could almost set your watch by the tune. If you had a 2 minute egg, or you had to do a 3 minute egg, you could do 1.5 rock and roll tunes. Being that he sang about Blue Moon, and I love Roy Orbison, and let me tell you something. Bruce Springsteen is a hoax. Bruce Springsteen is cover-up music. Yeah. You ever hear Bruce Springsteen's song that everybody always sings? Born in the USA. Oh, it's patriotic. Patriotic, my ass. Listen to the second stanza. First stanza, get all the jerks singing, born in the USA, born in the USA. Right? You know what the second stanza is? Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. How American is that? Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. That's how strong the communist brainwashing influence by the media is in this country. Those guys, those GIs, weren't sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. They were sent to save the yellow man from being killed by the communists. But you see how the media turned it all around. In Korea, that was one of the saddest episodes of drafting Americans to go fight. And they went to fight and save the yellow man, the yellow South Korean, from the yellow North Korean. And as a result of the sacrifice of the guys who went to Korea, Korea was born again. And many Koreans are Christian because of it. But Korea was born again to survive and to live and to grow. And they're they are a beacon of capitalism on that peninsula. And if you want to look at North Korea, people are eating bark off the trees. Communism never fills the belly full. They only give you enough to survive it one day. So we're now going to go to another blue tune. And this blue tune is called Blue Moon, and there's a lot of bopo and bop bop beat up bops.
Bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon moon blue moon dip 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 moon moon blue moon dip 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 moon moon blue moon dip 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 bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, blue moon,
blue moon, blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly
bump dang 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 ding dong ding boo. Bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding boo.
Here's that Duke of Dubuque.
Ba dum 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 d Even Bob has his cousin to the
dark. I'm the dude who's got to do. But I look like a thing. Even understood that my credit is no good, no good, no good. I'm the dude who's got to do. And if you don't believe me and tell me it ain't true, I've only got one answer. That answer's much to you. For now, au revoir. I must write the zeros off. I'm the dude, because of you. I'm descended from the Romanovs in Russia. In the books, my father was Tsarin's Russia. But he sailed away one day to the state of Iowa. And that's how you find me in the USA. I'm the crackers, I'm the cheese. Yeah, call them wolfhounds, if you please. Yes, I'm the Duke, I'm the Duke of the Duke. Yeah. No pork chops, no gravy for me. Some late boons and black eyed peas. Yes, I'm the Duke, I'm the Duke of the Duke.
And if you don't believe me and tell me it ain't true, I've only got one answer. That answer's not to you. For now, what to do? Can you spare a buck or two?
I'm the Duke, Duke of the Duke. In the 50s, kids used to go steady, like pretend that they had a serious romance going. And they used to pin each other or wear a ring around their neck. And they practiced faithfulness. Look what you got today, 50% divorce rate. But here's a guy that got in trouble in the 50s.
Here's a tune by a guy who sang in the 50s named Roy Hamilton. And the tune shows you that that guys have feelings too.
Just for you. Bye. lovely eyes. These are the things I love. Oh, feel the moonbeam peeping through the trees. Oh, bed of tulips nodding in the breeze. The look you give in answer to my plea.
Of a fool, and don't be fooled by this media that's leading you astray. And remember, it's the people against the politicians. Wisdom of a fool.
15651, take six.
If you're lucky enough to have someone who loves you, then be glad that you've got someone who loves you. 'Cause lips that were warm can grow cool. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. When you take her for heart and you do something to it, and you think to yourself, why did I do it? You may find that the world can be cruel. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. Now
That's our show, folks. God keep you safe.